While death penalty opponents held prayer vigils in Singapore and Australia, Nguyen Thuong Van was hanged at Singapore's Changi prison at dawn on Friday. Nguyen had admitted attempting to smuggle 396 grams of heroin in 2002 from Cambodia to Australia via Singapore. The 25-year-old naturalized Australian citizen claimed he was working for a Sydney drug syndicate to help pay off debts of around $22,000 incurred by his twin brother, Kwa. Nguyen's impending execution sparked an uproar in Australia, which abolished the death penalty in 1973. But despite repeated pleas by officials from the Prime Minister down for him to be spared, Singapore refused to make an exception to its mandatory death sentence for serious narcotics crimes. Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer conceded Friday that Nguyen, an ethnic Vietnamese, had committed a serious crime, but said he was sorry to see him die for it.
You know, I feel very sad about this. Nguyen did the wrong thing, trafficking drugs. Countries in the region are right to stamp on drug trafficking and be tough and ruthless in dealing with drug trafficking. I'm sad that we've not been able to save his life.
Sinapan Samidorai is president of Think Center, a private Singapore human rights organization. He says the death penalty does not deter people from either using drugs or smuggling them into the country.
Does it really serve the purpose? You know, by hanging them, does it solve the problem of drug addiction or drug-related problems in Singapore? The answer is obviously no. So it's a very disproportionate way of dealing with the issue, by killing a person. So killing a person doesn't solve this problem, then what is the use of killing him at all?
Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong replied by noting that Nguyen was caught with a very large amount of heroin and said the convicted man had exhausted Singapore's legal process.
We take a very serious view of drug trafficking. The penalty is death. In this case, it was an enormous amount of drugs which were being trafficked, nearly 400 grams of pure heroin, which is equivalent to 26,000 doses of heroin. Man was charged, convicted, appealed, dismissed. He put up a clemency petition. The petition was considered. All factors were taken into account, including petitions and letters from Australian leaders. Finally, the government decided that the law had to take its course.
Amnesty International says Singapore, with a population of just over 4 million people, has the highest per capita execution rate in the world. Since 1991, more than 400 people have been executed, the majority of them for drug trafficking. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.